Talk Radio Europe, TRE.
This is Colleen Nolan, and you're listening to The Lifestyle Show.
Presented by Selena McKenzie.
From love.
Because with the rise of the popular TV series such as Strictly Come Dancing, plus our need to become fitter, especially at the moment, dance is an all-important high. And our final guest today says that humans are born to dance. He's here to talk to tell us how it can help us all. Welcome to the show. I can't get my words out today. Welcome to the show, Dr. Peter Lovett.
Well, good afternoon. Thank you for having me on.
You're very welcome. Now, I believe you're a former professional dancer turned dance psychologist. So what does that mean then, dance psychologist?
Oh, well, I study the psychology of dancing. So I've run a university research lab for years and years looking at the science of dancing and trying to understand why dance is fantastic for our brain, why it's brilliant for our body, and why we bond together socially when we dance.
Okay, so what is the answer? I mean, I'm guessing as far as the physicalities are concerned, dancing is exercise, so it increases your endorphins?
Well, it does. You're quite right. So we know that dance as a form of exercise is fantastic for us physically. It's great for our heart. It's great for those endorphins as well. But dance offers so much more than normal regular exercise. And because we're born to dance particularly, then that's why dance is great for a much broader range of things compared to other forms of exercise.
And particularly for the world we're living in at the moment with the lockdown, people need to be able to exercise in the home, and dancing is a great fun way to do it, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. I mean, everybody can dance in their kitchen. Doesn't matter how much space you have or don't have, then you can put some music on and just feel that groove and get your body moving. I mean, there's been some lovely displays of dancing with people standing on balconies, and they can see other people on other balconies, and they've been doing kind of a shared Zumba session, even though each person's been 100 yards apart from each other.
That's a great idea. And aerobics are great, great fun.
Absolutely, yeah.
And they're online as well. Are you offering any online ones now we've got lockdown?
Well, we do. We have a little video called The Doctor Dance Happy Dance. So if you search for The Doctor Dance Happy Dance, then you'll see a whole community of dancers dancing. And then I teach everyone how to do the happy dance in the middle of the video.
Oh, how wonderful. I've made a note of that. Doctor Dance Happy Dance. I like that.
Yeah.
Some people are self-conscious about dancing. Some people feel they haven't got any rhythm. But at the moment, it doesn't matter. Just do what you feel comes naturally, I guess.
Well, exactly. Now, everyone says they haven't got any rhythm. Some people say that. But actually, we do. When we walk in time with ourselves, and we know that our hearts beat in a rhythm, and we know that the human brain functions in a rhythm as well. But we do recognize that some people are really self-conscious with dancing. And so what we try to get people to do is, this is why dancing in their kitchen or their bedroom is so fantastic, is just shut the rest of the world out. And of course, we're all in that situation now where we have shut the rest of the world out. And what we can do is feel that rhythm, feel the groove, and just let the movement come out of us. When we look at tiny little children, we look at 7-month-old kids, you put music on, and their bodies just respond, and they shake and they wiggle around. And if we can get adults into that same state of carelessness and just letting their bodies go, then that's the first step in finding their groove and finding their rhythm.
Where does it originally come from? Is it true that it's part of the mate selection process?
You're absolutely, yes, it is. Now, even amazing scientists like Charles Darwin argued that human dancing forms part of the human mate selection process. Now, we know it's wonderful when we meet people in a nightclub. And I met my wife in a nightclub. I didn't fancy her at all. And then I saw her. She's dancing. I went to the bar to get a drink, and I turned around, and there was this vision dancing on the floor. And my goodness, I fell in love with her in a moment. And I proposed to her a few weeks later, and we got married a few weeks later. And we've been married now for over 30 years.
Lovely.
But we know also, so we know there's that animal chemistry that happens. But also, in the laboratory, we know that the way people move their body is influenced by their hormones and their genes. And what's even more extraordinary is that when we're watching other people dancing, then we see those patterns coming through, and our brain processes them. It's amazing. amazing. So yes, dance is definitely part of the human mate selection process, whatever age we're at.
I hope your wife knows that. I hope you haven't just told the nation if she didn't know that you weren't in love with her straight away.
That was, you know.
I'm guessing it's a lot to do with the hip movement, is it?
Oh, it is. It's although those hips don't lie. They really are there. And we know that we did one experiment. It was so funny. We had 800 people in a nightclub dancing, and we filmed all of them dancing for a few minutes each. And then we had people watching their videos. Now, what we noticed was that the women tended to dance differently depending on how fertile they were across their monthly cycle. And we saw these differences on the computer, and we thought, this is interesting. We thought, I wonder whether men notice that. So we then showed these life-size images of women dancing on video screens to men, and we put eye-tracking glasses on them so we could see where they were looking on a woman's body. And what we found is that when women isolated their hip movements, as they tended to do when they were at the more fertile stage of their cycle, then men's eye gaze went to that hip region, and they spent loads of time looking at it. And now, the men didn't know they were doing this, but we could see on the computer that the man's gaze varied depending on how the woman moved. So yes, the hips, they hit, it's all in the hips. They really don't. And it's a wonderful way to communicate your the essence of who you are through your hips.
Yeah, and it can tell a story as well, can't it? I used to go to drama school, and you used to have to do your emotions through dance, either feeling angry dance or feeling happy dance, that sort of thing.
Oh, do you know what? Dance is such a fantastic way of getting rid of some of that emotion as well. You know, I have an experience where I go to a jazz class, and when I go to a jazz class or a musical theatre class, I just feel that emotion coming through my body. You know, because we're so used to, in our society, just locking all our emotions away inside of us and, you know, holding onto them. And dancing is this brilliant way of communicating. So it's very cathartic to dance, but also we can communicate those emotions as well. And other people can read the emotions that we're communicating, which is even better too.
Yeah, of course. And do you think the rise in popularity in dance has come from the TV programmes like Strictly?
Well, I think now dance has been pervasive right across time. So dance is older than human language. You know, we've been communicating through dance since literally the beginning of human time. But the recent popular upsurge has been really good on things like Strictly Come Dancing and, you know, The Greatest Dancer. So those shows have been great because they show that everybody can dance, because they've taken those sports people and celebrities and taught them to dance every week. My only bugbear with things like Strictly is that it's a competition show. And some people are intimidated about dancing because they don't feel good enough. And I think sometimes we need to get that out of our heads. We need to think dancing isn't just about being technically brilliant or about competing. It's just about enjoying yourself through that process. So Strictly has been fantastic for this resurgence in dance, but I think we need to move on a bit from there as well.
Yeah. I often wonder about these shows like Strictly, whether it's more of a popularity contest than a dance contest.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not really a competition, is it?
Let's face it. Not really. It's a bit unfair. But I think they've done good in the fact that maybe 20-odd years ago, it was probably thought of more of a female thing, whereas it's very macho now to be able to dance if you're a male.
Well, it is. And also, the amazing thing about Strictly, certainly the first sort of five or six series of the show, it was won by the best sports people. And we found that those rugby players and the cricket players were fantastic technical dancers. You know, they could really do it. And it really did show that the kind of big alpha males are the ones who are the best dancers.
Yeah.
And that, of course, goes right the way back to Charles Darwin's findings again about testosterone, because we know that men with high testosterone, so the real big macho men, are rated as better dancers than the guys with lower levels of testosterone, which is a complete reversal of the stereotype of dance.
It is indeed. Yeah, it's fascinating. Well, the book is filled with lots of case studies, lots of research and lots of great stories. It's called The Dance Cure, The Surprising Secret to Being Smarter, Stronger and Happier. It's by Dr. Peter Lovett, who we're speaking to now. You can buy it now. I've got a website, peterlovett.com. And just give us that dance video again. Dr. Dance, is it?
Yeah, it's called The Dr. Dance Happy Dance.
The Dr. Dance Happy Dance. Wonderful. You stay safe, Dr. Dance. Thank you very much for joining us, Peter.
Thank you very much. And I hope you feel groovy for the rest of the day.
I certainly do. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
TRE. Pliers.
Pliers.
Pipe wrench.
Pipe wrench.
Screwdriver.
Screwdriver.
Hose cutter.
bucket, mop, umbrella.
Hello, I need an emergency plumber, please.
Home insurance from Línea Directa starts from just €98 and comes with I'm No Plumber coverage. Thank goodness. Don't call your husband. Call Línea Directa on 902 123 616. That's 902 123 616. T's and C's apply.
In today's Daily Mail, you'll find the latest top stories from around the UK and around the world. With great contributors like Richard Littlejohn and Max Hastings, the Daily Mail's award-winning feature writers bring you exciting articles to make your daily read in Spain both enlightening and enjoyable. And every day, the Daily Mail's coffee break section provides stimulating puzzles and crosswords to enjoy throughout the day. With top sport and special local reader offers, buy today's Daily Mail, the top-selling English newspaper in Spain.
TRE, keeping you informed, whatever it takes.
Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
Right, you can get dancing to this. Get your hips moving to a bit of Shannon and let the music play. And let the music play. Done a bit of physical exercise, let's do a bit of mental exercise now. Competition time. Let's do a couple of questions on science and nature today. You can call me on 952-784000 or you can WhatsApp your answer 645-996795 or you can email studio@tre.radio. Slightly later than normal, but it's just not normal times, is it, at the moment? Question one. The scientific name for which animal means one who walks swiftly, a camel marked like a leopard? The scientific name for which animal means one who walks swiftly, a camel marked like a leopard? If you know, give us a call, email or WhatsApp in. Whilst you're thinking, here's Kevin Gover with this afternoon's business news.
Chancellor Rishi Sunak is expected to announce more support measures to help self-employed people through the coronavirus shutdown later, but MPs have already been warned the package is highly complicated and many workers may not qualify. The US Senate has passed an unprecedented $2.2 trillion economic rescue package. Once it's approved by the House of Representatives and the President, it'll steer aid to businesses, workers and healthcare systems engulfed by the virus. Hundreds of education centres across the UK are at risk of closing permanently because of COVID-19. Explore Learning's shutting its sites during the outbreak, but the private company says it isn't eligible for business rates relief. And house sales could drop by as much as 60% over the next 3 months as the market reacts to the impact of coronavirus. Property website Zoopla says the housing market had got off to its strongest start for 4 years before the outbreak.
Haven't had any correct answers yet, but Andy and Kamaris have sent me something in what looks like German. I'm not sure what you're saying to me, Andy. Let me try and see if you've sent something else. Have you heard the new Bohemian Rhapsody? No. Oh, and your answer is dromedary. No, it's not a dromedary. Keep thinking. You can call, email or WhatsApp in. The question was the scientific name for which well-known... The scientific name for which animal means one who walks swiftly, a camel marked like a leopard. Let us know if you know. And today's Throwback Thursday is Smash. Do you remember that? Poor Mash gets smash. The advert for it I've managed to find. Hear this.
On your last trip, did you discover what the Earth people eat? They eat a great many of these. They peel them with their metal knives. Boil them for 20 of their minutes. Then they smash them all to bits. They are clearly a most primitive people.
For Mash, get smash.
It was absolutely horrible. I don't know if you can still get that. Somebody please let me know. Not that I'll be rushing out to buy any, because it was just powdered, wasn't it? Powder and water to make potatoes. It's probably more expensive than buying real potatoes now. Do you also remember this one? We have a caller. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sugar Plum Fairy.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm very well, sweetie. Thank you for all the wonderful work you're doing, keeping us all cheerful and cheap.
Thank you, Anna.
I'm probably going to be wrong, but just for a laugh, could it be a giraffe?
It is. Well done.
Oh, my God. I suddenly thought, no, that's stupid. And I thought, yeah, I'll just ring you up and I'll make you laugh even if I'm wrong.
You. Well, you made me laugh and you're right to boot. Well done. Good job.
Yeah. And I'd like to say to everybody out there, then, keep up the spirits. And I think we're doing a great job.
Yeah, we'll get through it together, won't we, Anna?
Yeah. And you and the team are doing wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Do you take care, and Graham too?
You take care too, sweetheart.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
The sergeant cried, "We've got to hang on, boy." the ground. I need a volunteer to ride out and bring us back some extra men. And Billy's hand goes up in a moment, forgetting all the words she said.
Used to think it was keep your pretty hello. I thought, what's a pretty hello?
Fiance got a letter that told how Billy died that day. The letter said that he was a hero. She should be proud he died that way. I heard she threw the letter away.
Glad it's not just me. Paper Lace and Billy Don't Be a Hero. Sad song. Joyce said she also thought it was keep my pretty hello. It's keep your pretty head low. But I'm glad I'm not the only one. And Jean said that you can still buy Smash in the UK. I appreciate that, Jean, but I shan't be rushing out to buy any. Okay, moving on to our second question from our Science and Nature Today. Your question is toothed and baleen are both examples of what? Toothed and baleen are both examples of what? If you know, you can email studio@tre.radio, WhatsApp 645 99 6795, or why not give me a call, 952 78 4000. Now, the Costa del Sol real estate agency, Profesion Casa, have joined with Nationwide Initiative Emergency Home Help in order to do their bit helping healthcare and civil protection professionals. The aim of the initiative is to find furnished properties that are currently empty, such as holiday homes. So these professionals at least have somewhere to stay, either close to their workplace or in order to self-isolate. If you have a property that's furnished and currently empty, the group are suggesting users offer a nominal rent to cover costs. Potential users will need to show a payslip from their place of work demonstrating eligibility. If you think you have a property that could be suitable, please call Ramona from Profesion Casa in San Pedro, and the number for the office, I'm just going to take this caller. The number for the office is 675 981 606, or you can go to their website, which is emergencyhome.help. We have a caller. Good afternoon.
Hello, it's Anne and Alarin.
Hiya.
They're types of whales.
They are indeed. Well done, Anne.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Andy's correct. And I'm not sure. Let me have a look. Oh, Carl's correct. And Charlotte, that made me smile. I'll read it properly in a second. I think at the moment, I will go through them shortly, but I think, oh no, Barbara Ann's come through as well. Let's have a look. Barbara Ann, see if she's got the right answer. No, yes, Wales, Barbara Ann. Okay. So in our hat, we have Anna, Anne, Andy, Carl, Barbara Ann, and whoever else I'm going to find in a second to check what's in our hat. We've only had a couple of questions today, but hopefully it got your little grace hairs moving a little bit. We'll do some more on next week's show. Don't forget, on Sunday at 11, I'll be here for this.
Your Sunday selection.
Making a request can be as easy or as difficult as you want to make it.
Because Steve sent me a message saying, for only the second time in our 50 years together, my wife Mo is away in the UK, babysitting our grandchildren for 2 weeks. Only 5 days in, and I miss her so much that I was moved to write her a song. The first time ever, apparently. So Mo, this is your Steve singing a song for you. How gorgeous.
Or you could just send Selena an email requesting your favourite song. And listen from 11 a.m. every Sunday.
It was understandably bonkers last Sunday, probably the busiest show I've ever done. It was Mother's Day, but also the sad death of Kenny Rogers and lots of relevant lockdown songs. So we've still got quite a lot to get through this Sunday. I've got lots in the pile that didn't get played last week. If you have any relevant lockdown songs, you can send them to me, or just any songs or messages to loved ones that you want to send. Use the medium of radio to send your message across and play a song for someone. The email address is selena@tre.radio.
Talk Radio Europe.
TRE.
When it comes to looking forward to our senior years, it's fair to say that we all worry about it. Who will look after me? Where will I live? What if we told you that your senior years could be spent in luxury, with peace of mind and caring, kind professionals, all looking after your physical and mental health needs? CK La Quinta gives you value for money, offering comfort and nutritional meals, whether it's for short-term post-op care or a long-term solution. CK La Quinta San Pedro de Alcantara offer top-class service for your peace of mind. Telephone 950-550-100.
Pliers.
Pliers.
Pipe wrench.
Pipe wrench.
Screwdriver.
Screwdriver.
Hose cutter.
Oh, bucket. Mop. Umbrella.
Hello. I need an emergency plumber, please.
Home insurance from Linea Directa starts from just €98 and comes with I'm No Plumber coverage. Thank goodness. Don't call your husband. Call Linea Directa on 902 123 616. That's 902 123 616. T's and C's apply.
You're listening to Talk Radio Europe. Sunborn Gibraltar sponsors this hour of the Lifestyle Show. For this season's exciting offers, go to sunborngibraltar.com.
The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
Julie, so you take her
can't.
And the year of the cat. Thank you to Charlotte, who sent a gorgeous photo of her two daughters. They've decided to have a birthday party, even though it's not their birthdays. I think maybe we should do that next week. Or send me a picture of what you're doing at exactly 1 o'clock next week, or any time between 1 and 3. What fun that'll be for me. And then I'll send you one back of exactly what I'm doing, which you can probably guess is sitting in front of a mixing desk. Okie dokie, it's time to do this.
Hang up the phone. We've got a winner, so just hang up the phone.
Today's winner, just for fun, is Barbara Ann. Thank you, Barbara Ann. I hope you are staying safe and well. Bob James is next with Spain Today. Then it's Dave's Daily. He'll be talking to movie buff Richard Fitzwilliams at around 4:30. He'll be reviewing some movies. At 6 o'clock, it's At Home with the Hogs with Kit and Penny. And at 8, we go over to the BBC. And Fox made a suggestion that as I've been stumbling over some of my words today, I play this one, which I thought would be a bit of fun. F.R. David and Words Don't Come Easy.
This is the only
Fox. Try and be better on Monday. Talking of which, on Monday's show, I'll be joined in the first hour by actress Carol Harrison. She used to be in EastEnders, amongst other things. And she's going to be speaking out about sexism and ageism in the entertainment industry. At 1:45, fingers crossed, we'll have Giles in the studio updating us on the coronavirus crisis. At 2:10, Jess Boothman, who normally comes in to tell us what's happening on the Costa Blanca, will be just telling us what's not happening on the Costa Blanca, how they're faring over there. And at 2:25, Marissa Meltzer was the founder of Weight Watchers, and she'll be telling us all about that. Now, don't forget that your clocks go forward on Saturday. If you're not with me at 11 on Sunday, I'll know why. And Howard is here tomorrow with the Friday conversation. Playing out with Michael McDonald and Darwin Hobbs. It's called Every Day. Thanks for spending this week with me. I do look forward to being back with you next week, God willing, 1 till 3 on TRE and at 11 o'clock on Sunday. Have a good weekend and stay safe.
I do, and the way that I put my trust in you, but they don't understand. That's the way we roll. I guess it's because the half has never been told.
I just can't see why I feel this way.
On the TRE app, your smart speaker, and on air. This is TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world.
From the Sky News Centre at 2, people who claim